Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 27. It's a Wednesday, November 16, 2016. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
And we're back after a couple of weeks of being away because there's so many dramatic things that happened, like the elections.
That's right.
And a trip that I went to, and then Ray being, I don't know, you were incapacitated for a while.
I had Trumpitis.
Yeah, Trumpitis. Yeah,
it made me deathly ill.
Oh, yeah. It really did. It looks like it did. Okay, so in case you're living under the rock, and I don't think...
Well, some people apparently were.
Yeah, and they voted for Trump. So, well, okay. There's nothing we can do for now, and I don't know what's going to happen for the next 4 years. So much uncertainty. So, we did not do a show... Because like I said, we were kind of shocked. We were kind of many people were indifferent. Many people were you know trying to sort it out, and that also includes me and Ray. And so we didn't do a show last week. Yes, and then this week, so we decided to do a show this week instead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
you were sick.
I was still sick.
What did you do? What did you eat?
I don't know. Must have got some bad dick or something.
Probably, yeah. Most probably, that's one possibility. Well, last weekend I was also out of town. I was in Maine for Mike's nephew's wedding, and I was there for a couple of days, and it was really uneventful. Well, it's very cold. It's like 32 degrees out there, and I can't stand it.
Well, that's because you were up north.
I know, way way up in Maine.
Yankee country.
Yeah, but it was a good trip though. It's a quick and fast trip just to attend the wedding and then go back home last Sunday. And then that's when you picked me up and you were sick. I really didn't know that you were that sick. I thought you were just like blah, but you were actually really sick. So
we went from the airport to the urgent care.
Yeah, we went directly to the urgent care, and Ray had to check the... There's nothing wrong with you. It's just nothing.
The doctors were like, it's unspecified. But they're like, it ain't this. So we're going to give you a bunch of antibiotics. And if you don't get better by Monday afternoon, go to the hospital.
That's the best they can do, right?
That's the best they can do. And I was like,
no, we tried.
Here's your bill for $500.
It's not $500. It's not that much.
Well, I ain't got all the bills in yet. We'll see how it all adds up to.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So anyway, so that's our update. Like I said, we went through a lot of dramatic or emotional events, I should say. Okay, so let's go to our stories for this week. It's actually do you take this or I do?
I'll take the gay. We can do the geek.
Okay, well, I have some comments about this, so pretty good. Let's do it.
Our gay this week: Trump is lying about marriage equality. This is an article from The Advocate. And this, we've cut parts of this out, and this is just the meat of it of what we want to talk about. One of the groups that expresses fear are the LGBT group, you sensing danger. And this is talking about Donald Trump's 60-minute interview on this past Sunday and his responses on some LGBT issues. Sensing danger, Trump immediately interrupted her. And yet I mentioned them at the Republican National Convention, he fits. Everybody said, that was so great. I've been a supporter. Trump knows that's a stretch. What he said at the convention is he opposes anyone murdering us like the killer at Pulse. I guess I'm supposed to be grateful. And this, a lot of this is the article of the commentators, the guy that's writing the article's commentary. Meanwhile, he's pledged to overturn all of President Obama's executive orders, including one that makes it illegal for federal contractors such as ExxonMobil to discriminate against LGBT people in hiring. He's also announced he might reinstate the ban on transgender people serving in the military, and that he wants to let states decide whether transgender people ought to be allowed to use the bathroom appropriate for their gender identity. To her credit, Stahl tried to narrow it in on the big topic Trump was trying to avoid. Well, I guess the issue for them is marriage equality, she says. Then she asked Trump a very straightforward question that he never answered. Do you support marriage equality? It's relevant, he says, because it was already settled. It's a law. It was settled in the Supreme Court. I mean, it's done. Trump has said before that he personally opposes marriage equality. Plus, he pledged during the campaign to pass the First Amendment Defense Act, which is much like an Indian-style religious freedom restoration.
Indiana-style religious
freedom act for the federal government. That's the law that got his Vice President Mike Pence in so much trouble as governor, because it's actually a license to discriminate against same-sex couples so long as you're a business owner who believes Jesus was a bigot. So for the review of our 60-minute interview, Trump is doing a bang-up job at lying. But that darn stall just won't quit. So even if you point a judge that, again, Trump senses danger and cuts her off, he goes in her almost come of lazy's fair pronouncements, his demeanor, and there's nothing to see here that we ought to know better. It's done. You have these cases going to the Supreme Court, he says. They've been settled, and I'm fine with that. Then come the headlines. It doesn't matter that Trump has virtually said this exact same thing during the campaign. The Guardian reports erroneously on Sunday that Trump backed same-sex marriage but not abortion under the Supreme Court threat. In August of 2015, Trump told the Hollywood Reporter that anybody that's making an issue is doing it for political reasons. The Supreme Court ruled on it. Then 5 months later, when he needed to shore up support with evangelicals, Trump told Fox News' Chris Wallace that he would appoint justices who oppose marriage equality. His campaign twice released his list of potential nominees, many with a sterling record of homophobia. He promised during a national televised debate that he would emulate Antonin Scalia. Social conservatives were quite soothed. The real takeaway in this interview is that the president-elect is more scared of LGB people than he is of social conservatives. He knows, and he has always known, that we are more organized, the most capable turning back his agenda. We go after the business, like his, that fund discrimination. We don't let anyone off the hook who aligns with the bigots. We will never stop protesting until we get full equality, because equality isn't negotiable, and because we're just huge pains in the ass. And that in itself is a reason to keep right on protesting, because Trump understands it is a threat to his homogeny that he needs to keep up the positive script of the LGBT movement contained before it spreads.
Okay.
So,
I saw the interview, parts of it, and it was really disturbing how he flip-flopped in a lot of things. LGBTQ. Well, he did not flip-flop on that one. He did say that he is, in his words, it is settled. I don't want to touch that anymore. He doesn't want to touch anything to do with marriage equality, because it's already settled. Well,
although his vice president-elect is very against gay marriage.
That's right.
The judge he's nominating to the Supreme Court, that he's pointed out that he might nominate the Supreme Court, is against gay marriage and thinks that gays should be, what was the word they used?
Converted? Go through conversion therapy?
Oh, yeah. I think that was the right quote. I'm trying to remember. I've read something, it's so much crap to keep up with it.
Yeah.
It's coming out of so fast. But
so let's see what happens to that. He changed a lot of things. Yeah. So there's a lot of things in that clip that I did see on the that 60 minutes interview. But the one that really resonated to me is his stance on marriage equality. That I did not hear about the other things about transgendered people, but it's really more on marriage equality, because that's pretty much a big win for the LGBTQ community, that marriage equality is still around and it's settled already, and then he doesn't want to touch it. He just, but he knows, yeah, according to the article, he knows that that gay people or LGBT,
Well, I think it's so widespread now, and there are so many married gay couples now.
Yes, and
it's very rare that the Supreme Court goes in and takes away rights once they're given.
Yeah, that's gonna be that. Everyone will revolt.
If that happens. Not everyone, because there are always those right wing crazy wing nuts.
Well, there's about a little bit more than 60%. That's what I read somewhere. More than 60% are now accepting of marriage equality. That's pretty high enough for me. That's about that it's high enough for me that they would be defenders of marriage equality. So
what do y'all think? Do y'all think we should be worried about being able to
I don't think
get married as lesbians?
Yeah, let us know if you are if you're worried, actually that was Mike's worry also, and then I was worried too, and then I was thinking he might not do that, repeal anything or do anything against marriage equality, but he'll probably move forward Mike Pence's actions or his bills or his plans we call this doing something with the employers or businesses has the right, the Religious Reform Act, something like that, that they can discriminate, that they can choose not to serve people or even hire people because it is against their religion. So that's what I think. That's pretty much the big platform of Mike Pence. So, and he's going to extend it in the federal level. So let's hope not. I don't think he'll try, probably, but he'll get a lot of backlash on that one. All right, let's go to the geek, Ray. So, can you spare a Zepto second?
I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, you don't have a Zepto second for that.
No.
So scientists have just measured the shortest unit of time ever. So a millisecond is a thousandth of a second, and a nanosecond is a billionth of a second. But there's another measurement of time that makes both of them look slow. Scientists have for the first time, have been able to measure something in a zeptosecond, or a trillionth of a billionth of a second. So laser physicists in Munich fired an extreme ultraviolet light pulse onto a helium atom to excite the electrons, causing one to break free, a process called photoemission. At the same time, they shot an infrared laser pulse to detect the electron as it left the atom. That's when it happened. God, this is so geeky. Depending on the exact electromagnetic field of this pulse at the time of detection, the electron was accelerated or decelerated. The Technical University of Munich stated in news release. Through this change in speed, the physicists were able to measure photoemission with zeptosecond precision. The experiments were also allowed scientists to see how energy from the photon was distributed between the two electrons in a helium atom in the moments before one of the electrons jumped out. The snapshot of a tiny moment in time will allow scientists a greater understanding of the quantum behavior of things, of atoms. So that's what's interesting about this is they're doing this a very small unit of time, because it is considered the fourth dimension, right? You have everything's 3D, and then the only other dimension is time. So it's duration, time. Time is the fourth dimension. But anyway, so they're trying to measure this now at the zeptosecond level. And I don't think you'd even notice this. I mean, there's really speed, of course. I think they only did this mathematically. They only calculated this.
No, because they performed the experiment.
They did. And then according to their measurements.
And probably what they couldn't see was captured electronically.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they go back and replay it by every little bit, they're like, oh, here's when it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. But
it's like being in GarageBand and expanding the music or something out until you get to this very one little bit of sound.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I think that's kind of when reading this article, what I feel like it's like.
Yeah, I thought it's all math.
It's something that maybe you... Before we could detect that there was a change, but they were able to detect that change because of what they did and taking it down to that zeptosecond.
But you haven't seen Arrival yet, right?
No. I didn't get to see Arrival because I was sick and I gave you my ticket.
That's right. Well, thank you, Ray. But it was a little bit of a spoiler. The gist of it is about... In the end of it, it's more like talking about time is not linear. Time, because the way we all look at it, time is linear. Yeah, linear. It's just there's a past, there's a present, there's a future. It's just only one line going forward. And in the movie, they're saying that that time is a perception. Time can be. I forgot what he said, but it has something to do with time is a perception. That if you understand how time works, that you can actually go back and forth and see what's in the future and stuff like that. So it was kind of a very, very far-fetched movie, but this article just reminded me of that, that things can happen in a zeptosecond, but then it could be a lifetime somewhere else, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so great. Go watch Arrival. It's got Amy Adams, so she's a good actress.
Yeah,
she is. Okay, let's go to the Bizarre Ray.
Okay, this I got Sci-Fi Channel.
This is scary.
This is like going to be the next Sharknado movie.
It should be Sharknado 5. Yeah.
The double-headed dildo shark. So, just when you thought it was safe to swim, scientists discover a two-headed shark. A saltail cat shark discovered in the Mediterranean is making headlines in the science world. Scientists from Spain said they discovered the first case of a two-headed shark developing in an egg-laying shark species, National Geographic reported. The creature was featured in an article in the Journal of Fish Biology. The shark species lives only in the western Mediterranean and is considered near threatened. Scientists collected embryos of nearly 800 sharks to study their cardiovascular systems. Only one embryo showed two heads, which also had two mouths, two sets of eyes, two brains, and two sets of gills, two stomachs, and two livers, but only one shared intestine. The condition called dysphily, is that how you say it? Dysphily?
Dysphily.
Dysphily is rare in the animal kingdom, but can be found in species from snakes to dolphins and even people.
Okay, so it's practically a Siamese shark.
Shark, yeah.
Yeah, Siamese shark. It's a two-headed shark. And it's kind of interesting because it was scary. The first time I saw it, it looked like a Photoshop, photoshopped. Is this a real story?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, because it looked like Photoshop, but I guess there are witnesses to it. And it was, it is scary. What if Sharknado does have double-headed? You know, they are going to do it.
They're going to do it.
They're going to definitely do it. Oh, we haven't thought of that. We're going to have two-headed sharks. We're going to put it in Sharknado 5.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I guess that's our show. And what are we planning this week? Oh yeah, you're going to be away for a while.
I'm going to be away, so there probably won't be a show next week.
There's probably no show next week. We're just coming back probably after the holidays. We'll
yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, and yeah, we'll just be staying in town, and then just visit a couple of friends, Gary and Andrew. I have to make my traditional Thanksgiving egg rolls. Mm. So that's what I'm going to do this week. Or this weekend. So yeah. We'll see. Mm-hmm. What about you, Ray? You're going to be away visiting? I'm
going to be away visiting people.
Okay. All right. So, any shout-outs? Any shout-outs to a guy from Cincinnati, maybe? Or, I don't know.
No shout-outs.
Huh?
No shout-outs.
There's no shout-outs?
I don't have any shout-outs.
You don't do shout-outs anymore? Okay. So, yeah, we haven't done that for a long time. Nobody listens anyway. But it's okay. But we do have some friends who have been contributing, like Caesar. Caesar has been contributing to the Facebook page at facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. So thank you, Caesar, for helping us out. Okay, if you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you guys after the holidays. Bye.